Who is Miss Rachel outside of the kink world? What does she enjoy? Why would you care? We bill ourselves as providers of intelligent phone sex. I like to think that my intelligence is broad-based. If acknowledging oneself as intelligent is arrogant, it's not my intention. But I do have non-kink interests, and further like to think I can discuss those intelligently too. This is potentially relevant to you, reader, because perhaps you're like many people I've spoken to over the years who call just to talk, not necessarily for sex play. Oh, it may come to that if the vibe feels right and our erotic interests are compatible, but it doesn't have to. I welcome fun, casual, and even in-depth conversations about a number of topics. So, what do I read, think, and talk about besides the BDSM side of sexuality? Here is a not exhaustive list. History, particularly British monarchy and medieval Europe in general. Health and wellness. Environment and ecology. Music of all kinds, except for pop music after, say, 1990. Modern literature. Documentary film. Creative writing. Urban homesteading and gardening. And on a less profound note, I love seeing pictures of your pets. Part of the reason I enjoy what I do is because I generally enjoy the human story, individual stories as well. Sex and sexuality is part of that, but it can include so much more. So, if you like the idea of conversation with an intelligent, open person who just happens to be a femdom, now you know that it's definitely an option. A caveat. There is some subject matter I feel it would be irresponsible for me to address in conversation. If someone is struggling with mental health, trauma, and/or abuse issues, they absolutely have my compassion. That said, for both their protection and the sake of my ethical boundaries, these are best confronted with a licensed and certified therapist. Further, I prefer to avoid conversations about religion and politics.